let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the inside story of the return of LeBron James and his ultimate triumph in Cleveland. Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in NBA history, written by two respected NBA reporters, Brian Windhorst and Dave McMenamin, who were there every day, covered this story better than anyone else from LeBron's announcement, "I'm coming home," to the championship run and all the drama in between. Brian began covering LeBron in 1999. LeBron's still in high school at St. Vincent St. Mary's in Akron, the same school that Brian attended. 2003, LeBron's rookie season, Brian became the daily beat writer for the Akron Beacon Journal and Cleveland Plain Dealer, making LeBron the youngest player in the NBA and Brian the youngest traveling NBA beat writer. In 2010, he began covering the NBA for ESPN, the co-author of two books, The Franchise and The Making of an MVP. And now, along with Dave McMenamin, Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in NBA history, available all across the country. And he's with us on This Week in America. Brian, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
There are so many great stories. You really don't know where to begin in the book. And let's begin sort of at the end, because this is the stuff that legends are made of. A once-in-a-lifetime team that had the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history. Talk about that, because as they're down 1-3, people are thinking, well, they made a gallant effort, but it's all over. How did they turn it around and come back and win the series?
Yeah, so the Golden State Warriors, the best, they had won 73 regular season games that year. They hadn't lost three consecutive games in over 2 years. They had been almost unbeatable at home that year. They were somewhere in the neighborhood of like 48 or 49-2 on their home court that year. So you can understand when they were coming home up 3-1, they were planning their parade for their championship and also planning their celebration party, as they should, quite frankly. And, you know, Cleveland had, you know, they had been close in a couple of games, but Golden State looked like the more talented team. And a couple of things happened. One, the Cavs general manager wrote what I could only term as a Jerry Maguire-style letter. He wrote in the middle of the night that he sent to the entire team, where he was basically saying, you know, this team has been through an incredible amount of drama over the previous 2 years, and they had. They had all kinds of injuries. They had drama with their head coaching situation. They fired their coach, for example, in the middle of that season. Yes. When they were in first place, which is one of the most shocking coaching changes in NBA history. They had many trades where they were changing out players on the fly. They had issues within the team, inter-team drama, with players getting angry at each other for things they said in the media or on social media or whatnot. And he basically said, listen, this team thrives when we have the most drama. So the fact that we're down 2 or 3-1 in this series means that we are now poised to win it. And this general manager, his name is David Griffin, he's a realist. He survived two bouts of cancer, and that turned him into a realist. He never takes anything for granted. He's not a rah-rah guy. He doesn't make these types of speeches normally. He just genuinely felt that way, and that helped get the Cavs' mindset a little bit more right. We have the entire letter that he sent to them in this book. And the other thing was they received a bit of good fortune. One of the Warriors' best players, Draymond Green, their best defensive player, was suspended for an illegal hit he made on LeBron James. He had made a series of illegal hits throughout the course of the playoffs, and he'd reached his threshold where he got a mandatory suspension. And that helped them get over the hump in Game 5, a difficult situation. And once that happened, the entire momentum of the series turned. And LeBron James played three of the greatest consecutive games in his career, two 41-point games in Games 5 and 6, and then a triple-double, including one of the great plays of his career, a block shot in the last minute where he came from half-court to catch a player on a breakaway that made it all possible. And as a result, it really was a turning point and a crowning moment for Cleveland, which hadn't won a professional sports title in 52 years.
And in the book, you've got those iconic plays, the block, the shot, the stop. The book we're talking about is Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in NBA history. Brian Windhorst, one of the authors with us on This Week in America. Book is available all across the country. In all honesty, you followed this team. You knew the makeup of the team, the good, the bad, the ugly with the team. When they were down 1-3, did you think they had a chance, even despite the letter, do you think they had a chance to come back and to pull this off?
I mean, they had a chance, but I did not think that they would, because ultimately they were playing against a historically great team. That team was staking a claim to be the greatest team of all time. And I felt that while the Cavs were very good, I felt like they may have just run into a better team. The thing about it is that a team that has LeBron James, he's been in the league 14 years now. He's probably been the best player in the league for the last, you know, 8 to 10 years. In basketball, when you have the best player, certain advantages can be mitigated. Not all the time, but occasionally you see it. And ultimately, the Cavs had the best player. And the other thing is they had the second best player when it mattered in Kyrie Irving, too. He rose up over those last few games and played some of the best games of his career. And it was interesting that at the very end of the game, LeBron James had so much faith in Kyrie. We detail this in the book, that in the huddle, to call the most important play, arguably the most important play in the history of the Cavs franchise, LeBron wanted Kyrie Irving to take the last shot. So they ran a play for him, and he was able to free himself up, and he made a three-pointer in a tie game. And that was arguably the most clutch shot in the history of the NBA. Certainly there were other moments that were breathtaking, but considering it was Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which are so rare, and the road team making the shot, which is rarer still. We hadn't seen a team win Game 7 of the NBA Finals since 1978. And for it to happen on a last-minute shot with Kyrie Irving, there were some dramatic things that had to happen for the Cavs to pull this off.
And those are all detailed in the book, Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Greatest Comeback in NBA History. Co-author Brian Windhorst with us on This Week in America. A few minutes left in the program. So many great stories there. Let's go back and talk about the decision very briefly, because when that happened, knowing a lot of Cleveland fans and coming from Ohio and following, this really seemed like, okay, this was irreversible. This was not going to result in LeBron coming back. Did you think that was the end of that association?
For sure. But I think one of the things you learn in professional sports is that time moves even quicker than in regular life. And you see things in professional sports. You see players traded that you never thought would be traded. Time has a way of changing things. And you know, LeBron, the more time he spent in the off seasons in Akron, in his hometown, while he played for the Heat, I think the more he appreciated how much he missed it. And he did reach a decision at some point. I don't know if it was a certain day or it was over a period of time, but he decided he wanted to come back and play in Cleveland again. He wanted to maybe finish his career there. He didn't know when. I really honestly believe that. And in 2014, he was a free agent for the first time again, and the circumstances lined up, but he had to have a meeting with Dan Gilbert, and this is another thing that we talk about in the book. He requested Dan Gilbert to come alone and meet with him in Florida. So Dan flew down on his plane, and they met, and Dan didn't know. I interviewed Dan Gilbert, the owner of the team as well. He didn't know what to expect, but they spent 20 minutes essentially apologizing to each other about how they left it, and then they spent 3 hours talking about the future, and LeBron made no promises to him. Dan left, not sure what LeBron was going to do. But he felt like that at least they had buried the hatchet. And Dan had also thought that LeBron may want to come home. He didn't know when. He thought, you know, maybe it would still be in the future, that this would be just a step in the process. But as it turned out, LeBron thought that going to Cleveland could maybe give himself a chance to win another championship. And 2 years later, he proved to be correct.
With Gilbert, it's interesting. Here's a guy you detail in the book, Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Greatest Comeback in NBA History. He wouldn't even say the name LeBron James for a couple of years.
Yes. I mean, to say that there were hard feelings between the two sides is he's being very tepid. They hated each other. But they both had wounded each other. But in a way, they didn't regret it because, you know, Dan Gilbert wrote this letter the day that LeBron left. And I honestly, to this day, believe he does not regret writing that letter. He regrets some of the tact, some of the words, some of the hurtful things he said, but I think he believes he did what he had to do. And LeBron James hurt Dan Gilbert by going on television and leaving him so publicly. And to this day, I don't believe LeBron regrets that move, because going to Miami was great for him. He won several championships. He really learned a lot about how to be a leader playing down there with other players and that organization, which is a great organization. I think what they both regretted was the tact that they took in doing so. And so I think they both said, we did what we had to do, but we apologize for being so hurtful. And I think that was able, they were able to move forward. They're both businessmen, and I don't think they're ever going to be friends, but I think they've shown that they can be very good for each other's business.
It's interesting as you go through this progression here, the fences that needed to be mended, the Cavs getting their house in order, the retirement of Z's jersey, and LeBron was there sort of step by step thinking maybe someday this day would come about. And it did. The book, an excellent read. So many great stories. Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in NBA history. Brian Windhorst, one of the co-authors, our guest on This Week in America. Brian, an excellent read, excellent job, amazing access that you've had over the years with LeBron. It's a great story. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book Return of the King, LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the greatest comeback in NBA history, available all across the country. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.